welcome back to the In Your Dreams podcast. I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where my guests and I discuss our dreams. We try to understand why we're having them, and we try to determine the meaning behind them. This is episode 25, titled Blake, Death, and Boots. My guests were Krista, she was via Skype, and Anthony co-hosted with me, and it was a grand old time. Lots of joking around, lots of laughs. Don't worry, guys, we did discuss dreams, actually. Krista shared her dream, I shared two of my dreams, and Anthony shared one of his dreams. But there was a lot of humor in this episode, so I hope you laugh along with us. And if you get anything from this episode, I mean, maybe what we discussed helped you figure out something that you dreamt about. But really, maybe at the end of this episode, you just want to call up your best friend and share a couple of laughs. If you are enjoying this podcast, please head on over to iTunes, rate, review, subscribe. I would so appreciate that. That would be great. I would love to read your review. I love 5 stars. I think 5 is just like a great number in general. And if you'd like to be a guest, head on over to mitchruby.com/inyourdreams, fill out the form, and I'll be in touch. Enjoy, guys.
That Skype or is that Anthony?
This is Skype.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, perfectly clear.
Awesome.
You're kind of loud.
That's okay.
The Skype sounds calls like are, you're next to me.
The Skype calls are always loud. You know,
you can turn them down a little bit.
I now have this setup in GarageBand that we use for all our Skype calls.
Just turn down her.
No, I don't. And for some reason, and if you hear my phone, my microphone crackling, I don't know why that's happening. That's what we're dealing with.
It sounds vintagey, like we're in the 70s or something.
Yeah, oh, good. Go. That's
we're using
what I'm
our
going
rotary
for,
phone. Yeah, if it sounds weird, it's because we're using our rotary phone.
I'll take vintage. That works. But
you're totally doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to drive me crazy.
Just don't listen.
I know, ignore it. But the thing that's annoying is I started setting up at 7 for this, and the issue just kept happening. It's now 7:42, so it takes 42 minutes to do this.
My gosh.
And I literally just do the same thing. I open up the program, it doesn't work, I restart. I open up the program, it doesn't work,
oh
I restart.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's like me and Ingrid have been using Netflix Party to watch The Keepers together.
Yeah, she told me about
that. And to freaking open up my laptop and load everything, it's like half an hour. So she'll text me and be like, are you ready? I'm like, give me like 45 minutes and I'll be ready.
yeah.
So annoying.
But Krista, so I did some research on the dream that you told me about. But before, so I just want to start by saying, you want to discuss a dream you had that you were smoking weed with Blake from Workaholics, and you fell in love.
Oh, well, I mean, I've been in love with Blake,
right.
So.
But that's pretty much the premise, right?
But, yeah.
Okay, so you go wild, and I'll tell you what, afterwards, I'll go through what I found, and then I have Ant here. He has both of my dream dictionaries that if I miss something, he can look up while you talk.
Wow.
We're legit.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Nice. It's going to be cool. And I have my wine, so I'm like more than ready.
You have your... Krista, you
should have
told
me.
Oh my gosh. Is it out of a bottle?
No. Actually, I can't believe I did that. I was laughing so hard. Michelle, I was like, I'm all alone in my house and I'm drinking wine out of the bottle.
That picture when you sent it of yourself cracking up, I'm like, she's having a good time. That's why I thought you were drunk.
No, not even. I had had one sip out of my glass at that point.
Are you drinking the same wine from yesterday?
Yeah.
So this is a dream podcast. Okay, Krista, I really want to hear your dream.
Okay.
Ooh, listen to the gulps.
That's on, that's,
oh,
that's on record.
Whoops.
We're going to start with
no,
that.
No, keep going.
We're going to start
edit
with
that gulps. Out. Anyway.
You never saw the comeback, right?
No.
Oh, Krista, you would love The Comeback. Yeah, you would. But it's that just remind so me, like, edit it out, because she's constantly just like, yeah. cut, cut, yeah. cut, edit that out, cut.
But it's like a reality
you need,
TV
do
show.
You know what it's about?
No.
Oh, Krista.
Okay, let's not. Like, all right, sorry. Let's start the dream thing now.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to steer you guys. You guys can have discussions later, but.
It's my podcast. I can have whatever I want on my podcast. But for my listeners, all three of them, they are here for dreams. So again, let's start again. We're going to discuss right. Blake from Workaholics. He's the love of your life, and you're smoking weed with him.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, I have to say I probably dreamed about him because, like, that night, Adam mentioned Blake because we want to name our future son Blake. Well, I do because I love Blake so much, and I love that name probably just because of Blake. But anyway, so he, like, made a joke, and he said Blake, and then I dreamed of, what is his real name? Anderson? Blake Anderson? And then Henderson on the show, I think. Anyway.
I don't know.
I don't watch it.
Well, so that's probably why I dreamed of him. But it was, like, bizarre, and we're at, like, some concert or whatever, and Michelle, I wanted to leave this for the podcast, but I'm pretty sure you were in it. One of my friends was in it, and I'm pretty sure it was you.
Yes.
But, so we were at a concert with him. I don't know how he ended up there, but he did. I don't know what concert it was, but then we were, like, all smoking pot, and then we ended up in a hotel room, but Ooh. Nothing weird happened.
Oh.
We just kept smoking pot, and I was like, I just have such a crush on you, and he was like, I know, and I think that was it.
That was your dream?
Yeah, so this podcast is going to be like 5 minutes long.
No, that's fine. Okay, so this is what I found. All right. Mm-hmm. So being best friends or being close with a fictional character means that you need to have higher self-esteem. This is according to the interwebs of multiple dream dictionaries. And then smoking weed in a dream could be a symbol of liberation and insight. And it can also be a symbol of rebellion. However, it can also mean you need relief from stress. And
I'm gonna go
this
with that.
One, I put an asterisk near this one because maybe it's true, maybe it's not, but it made me laugh. If you're smoking weed in a dream that you don't really smoke weed in real life, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, I'm not sure what you're doing, but
I don't.
It means that you have another addiction in your life and you need Ooh. To find a way possible to get rid of it.
Mm.
Weird, right?
The wine.
When you were smoking weed, did you feel different or no?
Yeah, well, I can't tell if it was the weed or if it was just being in Blake's presence. I was just very giddy, which could have been both.
Did you kiss him?
No, I wanted to.
Bummer, man.
Well, I always tell Adam that if I'm ever on my deathbed or something, do like a make-a-wish and get Blake there so I could just...
That's your make-a-wish? That actor will just be like, really?
Did you look up fame in this one?
No. So Ant's going to read what he found okay. in the Dreamer's Dictionary from A to Z, and I can't see the rest of the words because I'm blind.
3,000 magical mirrors to reveal the meaning of your dreams.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so fame. To dream of achieving fame yourself is sort of dream of contrary and suggests you are trying to grasp something which is beyond your reach. High aims are commendable, but it's healthier to keep them within reasonable bounds. But now here's the part that actually pertains to you. But it goes back to that. So it says, however, if your dream involved a famous person, keep trying because you'll get help from some unexpected source. So like if you're trying to reach like a goal or like a dream or like something that is just like just beyond your reach, you know, anything. Like, maybe say, like, a promotion or something like that.
Right.
It's saying to keep trying because you're close. Or you'll get help in a
Well,
a
like,
that way.
That's a, that makes sense.
You get high because... with a little help from your friend.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Yeah. That sums
that
it up.
That works. Yeah. Because they say, like, every part of your dream is a part of yourself. So Blake is a part of yourself.
True.
I'm not sure what he's representing.
Is it the hair?
It's my heart.
Maybe it's the hair. Your heart. And maybe you need some stress relief from your job. Your heart, which is Blake, represents your heart, right? Because I said that. And then the stress, you need some stress relief.
Yeah, like a squeeze ball.
A squeeze ball for your desk.
Like a little Blake squeeze ball.
I don't want to squeeze him, though.
Well, I bet if he was in a squeezable stress relief ball, you would. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Did you find anything else, Ant?
No, I'm looking. I'm going to look to see if drugs are in here.
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm curious to see if drugs was in there. So I can talk about, do you have any other dreams?
Wait,
Ant found something.
I found drugs, but I'm not going to pre-read it. So I don't know what it says or if it
pertains. Ooh, surprises.
Okay, so drugs. The meaning of this dream varies greatly according to the details of its action. If you dreamed of being drugged to the extent that you were interfered with or altered your normal movements and or behavior, it is a warning that there is active jealousy around you from someone who would not only be ready and willing to make capital of any mistake you might make, but might even try to mislead you into making one.
Wow.
Be extra careful of your actions following this dream. Drugs used in a dream as an antidote to pain predict an increase in income. But to take drugs as a lark signifies that someone is trying to lead you astray. If your dream featured addiction or an addict, it is telling you to stop drifting and take a more positive role in life. A dream of giving or selling drugs suggests that you have some dishonesty around you, and you do well to reassess your current companions. Of course, the foregoing applies only if you don't actually use drugs. So all of that, as long as
so many not, different avenues.
I know. Yes. There's really.
They
I guess
have to
there was,
cram it all in.
There was really only two spots. Like, I guess, what is a lark? Like, what does that mean?
Isn't that someone who sells drugs?
No, drugs as a lark.
Like for fun.
Okay, so that was you. So someone someone is trying to lead you astray, Blake.
He's no good for you. Yeah, Blake represents her heart, so her heart's leading her astray.
That's true. Yeah, I guess if you were really, if it's your heart trying to tell you to go with Blake, which I think is a mistake because you have built a life with Adam.
No, Aunt Blake is her heart. Blake represents her heart. He's no one in this dream.
I don't.
No.
No.
Oh man.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is. It's her heart.
No, I didn't think you actually meant like physically her heart.
Yes, well, I'm trying to dissect the dream. That's how you have to think about what everything in the dream.
Trying to dissect my heart surgery.
Like, what does Blake represent in her dream as herself?
Oh.
What are you? Are there kids yelling in the background?
Oh, you can hear that?
Yes.
Yeah. That is my neighbors. They're screaming outside.
Oh, okay. I thought you were babysitting.
Isn't it funny how, like, kids screaming sounds like the same if they were dying as if they're having a good time?
Yeah.
It's a little troublesome, you know? Like, when they're in the water, you're just like, oh my God, there's a shark. But really, they're just having a good time splashing around.
They're just having a lark, not a shark.
Yeah. They're just having a lark. There's a shark.
I actually want to share one of my dreams, and I want Ant to look up. I didn't do any research. It doesn't have anything to do with drugs or fictional characters, but in the past 2 months, I've had two dreams now that my Aunt Janet was dead.
Oh.
Yeah, she died, and the other night, no, like, she died in the dream. It wasn't like she was dead all along, and she died... So she died suddenly, and a couple of nights ago in this particular dream, it took me a really long time to feel sad about it. And I remember thinking how I have so much to do because I had to go through, like, her will and her house, and I just think...
Why did you have to?
I don't know, and in both dreams, I had to handle it.
Okay.
Weird.
Yeah, what'd you find in?
Can I just read one thing in death that,
Yes.
So I'm going to skip some parts. To dream of death frequently signifies news of a birth.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I mean, there's been like multiple births recently.
There have been multiple births.
You know, like in just the past couple weeks. So, I mean, that makes...
That's true.
You know.
Jeez, that kid.
Yeah, I know. I'm walking in the kitchen now, which is closer to them, so.
Oh, it's
sorry.
Okay.
I'm just grabbing cashews. Okay.
Oh, I wonder what my Aunt Janet, though, is like, what symbol of that is me. You know?
Hmm. Yeah, maybe, I don't know if aunt is in here or something.
Yeah, relative.
Relative?
Relative, I would think.
Well, I'm going to look up the aunt first.
Okay. That sound. Ooh, she's full sound effects for those cashews.
Okay, so aunt is in here. Aunt.
Aunt.
So I just want to make sure that it's, people know I'm not looking up aunt. Okay, so curb a tendency towards impatience if your dream involved a paternal aunt. But if the aunt was on your mother's side, yeah, you will benefit through a family connection. So I'm going to also look at relatives because it says see also relatives.
But if she died?
Well, I mean, the death part,
yeah,
you're dreaming of your aunt for one reason, and then it's
right, right, death, and you have to put them together.
Because why would it be Aunt Janet both times, you know?
Yeah.
Right. And I think maybe my subconscious, I mean, my aunt's been sick. She's been going through a lot of health things, so maybe that's also just floating around in my subconscious, put those two together.
Relatives just says, see aunt. No, I'm just kidding.
I honestly would not be surprised with that book.
No, it says, freedom from worry is forecast in a dream concerning cousins. Aunts and uncles signify money matters.
Mm.
And other relatives, apart from immediate family, are an omen of help when needed. Of course, the dream action must be correlated to get an accurate interpretation. So,
you're death. Munching.
Yeah. So the news of a birth, will signify money things. I don't know.
Cost well, maybe because with these new births, I have to buy presents.
Yeah.
Maybe but because you're pregnant and you're gonna be poor.
That could definitely be the
well,
case.
Well, that would definitely be it. If I was pregnant, we are poor, yeah, so that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, signify the poorness. It's only gonna go, it's only going downhill from here.
That's it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you'd like me to look up while I have you here?
Do you remember any of my dreams?
Actually, I wanted to see if you would retell the dream, and we don't even have to look anything up, just for humor purposes, the dream with Hitler.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I don't even remember it.
Weren't you having sex with him? And was it I was in the closet?
I don't remember details. Yes!
I think I was in the closet. Why were you having sex with him, though? I couldn't remember. And I remember when you told me this dream, I was like, oh, this is so perfect for this podcast. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was...
It was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Did you have your podcast yet?
I think I did, because actually I started this almost 2 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
Okay.
So it's been a long time. Yeah, but I remember that dream you woke up. I should have saved your dream.
I should just
log your dreams.
I can never, ever remember... The only reason I remembered Blake was because we said we were going to do this, and I was, like, forcing myself to remember it.
Yeah. No, but I remember you had a dream that you had sex with Hitler. Oh, wasn't he after me or after Jews? And so you had sex with Hitler to...
To save you or something?
Yeah, to kind of distract him, which thank you so much for taking one for the team. That means...
Just call me Ava.
That's... Oh, I have another jumping ship as I'm now thinking of dreams. Look, the other night... Well, actually, it was probably in early morning. It was between snoozes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one dream where I was outside and I was walking again in the grass because my other mini-sode I spoke about last week was about grass. But the sprinklers went on. In my dream, and I remember feeling like getting wet, and it slowly woke me up into real life. So I took that as a sign, as my subconscious trying to get me up and out of bed, because I woke up like almost feeling wet. Not that I like peed myself and not sexually aroused, but just but just like annoyed that I was like sprinkled on. No matter how I say it, does not sound good.
It doesn't help.
It doesn't help. But I thought that was, like, interesting that that's what actually finally got me up, was that sprinklers were going on.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did you have to pee when you got up?
No.
Hmm.
No, because that morning I just kept snoozing, and I remember thinking, like, I don't want to get up, so then I would set my alarm again. And then finally, I think I turned my snooze button off and woke up naturally from the sprinklers. What do you got, Ant?
Well, there's really nothing, like, for sprinkler
Specific like that. Yeah.
So I'm just going to read water, and we'll just try to see if there's anything in there. The meaning, of course, depends on the details and the action, but as a general guide, clear, calm water is a favorable omen, while rough or murky water signifies difficulties. A dream of drinking cold water is a sign of good luck, but throwing or spilling it on anyone indicates a need to control your temper. Hot water, unless it's appropriate to the action, pretends a season of social and or business setbacks, but running water predicts lasting happiness. A waterfall in your dream forecasts a happy rise in status and or imminent increase in material wealth. Gently flowing water promises contentment and peace of mind. Yeah, so, I don't know.
I could use a bunch of those, I guess. You know?
Was it cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cold.
Okay, so that's good. That's a good sign. It was getting put on you, so that's good luck. Sign of good luck.
What about saving Jews and having sex with Hitler? That's not in the book.
That has its own section. Yeah,
that's a very specific thing in the book. Okay.
Yeah, it's titled "Having Sex with Hitler in Order to Save a Specific Jew."
One specific Jew.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that was so good though. It's got its own little paragraph. I just remember that.
It's only a few words though. It's surprising.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not going to read it because they're mostly inappropriate words.
Oh, that's for the best. This is a PG podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? This isn't an explicit one. All your podcasts are explicit.
Yeah. Just to be safe.
Just
We typically, you know, curse as like a subconscious thing. Like it just comes out.
Yeah. So just to be on the safe side.
I don't want any parents to be playing this for their children.
Yep.
Yeah. I guess that's a good call.
I think so. Aunt, what about you? Any dreams? Recent dreams?
Not that I really can think of.
No?
I mean, like...
Any themes or symbols? That's what I've been pretty much focusing on now, because my long-form storytelling dreams have kind of, unfortunately, disappeared right now. So actually, I'm just waking up with symbols and remembering those. Yes.
I kind of remember something.
Yeah. Share.
This dream that I had last night, it was weird. Like, the house was our house. Not, like, down here, but, like, the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't the same. It didn't have the same layout. And I think it was me. You were there, but not... You weren't there. Like, it was, like, a group of people, and we had split up for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Frank and Alice Liu...
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going off on, like, some adventure... or something. Like, it was part of, like, what we were all doing as a group. Like, we're all trying to do something. And Frank insisted on borrowing my boots. And, yeah. And then, at some point, I realized that... I realized that he had come back, but he never, like, returned my boots. And then, like, I saw him kind of, like, behind our futon, where Sully will hide sometimes.
Frank
like,
was?
Yeah, like, he was small. Like, almost like a cat or something small. And and I never got my boots back, but like that didn't bother me at all.
You should look up boots.
That was a really small part of it. It wasn't really like, it's just like, I remember being annoyed because he wanted to borrow my boots and like, he didn't even go on the adventure. Like, it was just like, dude, like if you're going to borrow my boots.
It just sounds funny that someone wanted to borrow your
boots. Actually is in here.
Oh, boots is in the dictionary. Yeah. Okay.
What? It's a cat that... never
mind.
Oh, he got us.
Boots is actually in Boodles. Here, but not that boots. And there's a picture.
Wait, is there actual boots?
Yeah, boots are in here. It says, okay. new and or comfortable, well-polished boots forecast promotion and financial security. But if they were shabby and or ill-fitting, you would be well-advised to give more serious attention to your personal affairs.
Ooh.
Wow. runs the gamut. I didn't actually really didn't get to see the boots. They weren't really, it wasn't so much the boots that bothered me. It was the fact that he wanted to borrow something of mine.
Right.
Yeah.
And he didn't give them back.
And he didn't give them back. I think that's. And then he didn't even go on the, you know, the thing. So it's like, I gave him something of mine so that he could do it and he couldn't, he didn't even do it.
That's such an unlikely pair.
Yeah.
But then again, as I'm going back, Frank represents a part of you as well as Alice does.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're my dreams. Obviously, I made them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Alice, too, like, I remember her being, like, a little girl.
So you dreamt of little versions of these people.
Yeah, but, like, Frank was his regular size. They
yeah,
were, no,
then
no,
he
they
was
were
behind
both,
the couch.
Yeah, they were both regular. Yeah, you're right. They were both their regular size. And then when I was talking to them or dealing with them, they were tiny little children.
Oh.
So maybe Alice is, you were both, like, oh, gosh, I have to think about this. I feel like this means something. Well, it does mean something.
Okay,
like, littler, like, you were speaking down to a portion of yourself.
Yeah, and I almost had to, like, console them, it felt like, too.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Alice represents, because she's so smart and perfect, side of you. And Frank is, like, the, I don't know what. Which part Frank represents.
Yeah, maybe. I guess it's possible.
Yeah, Brian,
the like, Chicago pizza eating part of you.
Right.
Yeah.
That you should be ashamed of.
That
Frank.
No, well, I don't blame him for wanting to try pizza somewhere else. You know, it's always good to remind yourself of how good you have it.
Yeah.
You could do that without making yourself sick eating Chicago pizza.
I didn't like Chicago pizza. Ooh.
I've never tried it.
What was that?
Is that a doorbell?
That was my computer making random noises.
Yeah. We can hear everything.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm good with my dreams. That's
yeah,
all I've got. Crystal, you got anything else or you're good?
I just wanted to make a comment that for as long as I've known you, you have had the weirdest dreams and you have always recorded them.
I have.
And it makes me proud.
How long? Let's just for the listeners who don't know how long you guys have known each other. How long do you? How do you know Michelle?
20 years, right?
Yeah.
So it is. We're old.
Two-thirds of your life.
Oh my gosh, 20 years.
Two-thirds of your lives.
20 years.
So that's
years?
A long time, guys. So if you were ever, curious how much Michelle actually did do this stuff in her regular life. It's been this way for 20 years. 20 plus.
It has.
No, but it really has been.
Like, she would keep a journal.
Yeah.
And I was like, is she on drugs? Like, how does she have the weirdest dreams every single night?
I know.
And they're crazy. And she remembers them and she writes them down. So
I know.
I remember, did you have them, like, online, too?
Yes. I made my AIM profile.
Oh, yes.
I would put like dream
yes.
of the night and I would every day
yes.
I updated my AIM profile with the dream that I had.
Yep. Mm. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
yeah, I know.
This was your thing for like ever.
For like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I get so frustrated now because when I started this podcast and for 20, you know, up until now, I was dreaming almost like every single night. I was remembering these long form dreams and now I'm still dreaming, but to remember these long, epic dreams is just not happening. I'm remembering more symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Or having, like, dream fragments,
says. Maybe it's your brain trying to condense, like, space because it's just like, you know, you need space for this. So it's like, I'm going to give you the important bits, but you're
maybe.
Not going to get a huge story out of it.
I guess so. It's just I feel like I'm due for a nice, big story.
And also, too, and you have to consider, you really haven't had, like, a lot of, like, nights in a row where you get regular sleep.
Yeah, no,
you know?
It's very inconsistent.
You know,
that's probably why, too.
Waking up different times all the time and everything, so you're not getting into a consistent routine.
I'm, like, inconsistently consistent.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does if you think about it.
Okay. Is this the part of the podcast where I plug my podcast?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys should listen to my new podcast called What's Your Fortune?
What's Your Fortune?
Yeah. Have
What's
you listened to
fortune?
It, Krista, yet?
I listened to 3 episodes today.
You did?
Wow. Did you like it?
While I was high on paint fumes painting the basement.
Oh. That probably made it more interesting.
And I've learned that Anthony does not know how to promote his podcast, so go over and like and rate his podcast
yes,
on iTunes.
And subscribe to it, you dummies.
Subscribe!
Yeah, no. It's been a hoot.
It's been a hoot.
I'm gonna keep with it.
It's been a lark.
I like it. It's a lark of a time. Is that the right way to use that word?
I don't think so, but let's go with it.
Let's go with it.
Yeah, it sounds fun. Yeah, so I mean, I enjoy it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kristen, you want to promote your podcast?
Yes.
Wait, actually, Kristen and I are working on a podcast. I did not forget about it. So,
Kristen, wait, are why we? Don't you tell I mean, the idea.
No, Kristen knows what the idea is. You think I'm just throwing it? You think I should tell her what the idea is? No, she knows what the idea is. I'm just trying. I kind of want to. I mean, if you're still down, I kind of want to write down different like stories before we go. You know, yes. So I'm not just like, oh,
that there's a plan or an outline, because me and you will just talk on a tangent.
We will
for an hour, and it'll just end up being like, how was your day?
Right. I kind of, I think maybe when we, maybe if our podcast could be something with either a happy hour, like it's two friends having a drink after work discussing their day.
I'm into that. Good thing I got a bunch of wine.
Right. And I have to get that. Or we can think of something in that vein. I didn't even tell Aunt our podcast idea.
It's a surprise.
It is.
Yeah, let's leave it a surprise. No, you don't want people to steal your idea.
I just
want
to do all the podcasts.
Yeah, like, do you even have time in your day for this?
I do.
Never.
She doesn't. That's why she doesn't get consistent sleep.
Yeah. Oh, she's just going to cut more time out of her sleep.
No, yeah. No, she's just going to podcast through the night.
My dream. Podcast.
She's going to be, like, bleeding from her eyes one morning. You're going to be like, Michelle, are you okay? And she'll be, like, talking to the wall.
That'd be funny.
All right. I think that's good. That's a good one.
Shortest podcast ever.
No. This is like the perfect amount of time.
It was 3 times as long as my podcast.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yours are nice and short. I like that.
I know, me too. That's. I feel like, you know, like, I can't pay attention for that long, so.
No, and I think for what you're doing, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It keeps me wanting to do it, too, because it only is going to take me 20 minutes to do the whole thing.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives me an excuse to get Chinese food once a week now, too. So
there you go. You have to get in the mood.
You should save your fortune cookies and give them to Aunt.
Or you can just save the fortune if you want. I'll take the cookies, though, if you don't want to eat the cookies.
You're going to get a giant box shipped to you of just fucking fortune cookies in it.
I never eat the cookie. I don't see either. That you like... You like them? I don't know.
He does. He'll eat good. Like 5 at once. Gross.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you
tonight.
Broken fortune cookies.
I don't need a bunch of broken fortune cookie pieces shipped to me.
No fortune, just broken cookie pieces. Broken
I'll send you one of those like creepy kidnapping letters, like with newspaper letters pasted together, but they'll be from fortunes. It'll be like a creepy message.
That would be
with
weird.
Broken cookies.
That would be weird.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm gonna do that.
Alright.
Please do.
Alright.
Okay.
Well, love you guys.
Love you, Chris.
Bye.